I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Now, before we let you go out and enjoy this 4th of July weekend, we'd like to turn to music critic and world contributor Tom Schnabel, who's going to give you a few suggestions for musical backdrops to your summer of 2011. Tom and I, in fact, are both going to send you off with a couple of our favorite music picks. Tom, why don't you go first?
Okay, thanks, Lisa. My first pick is a group with an odd name, Los Chicharrones. Chicharrones is fried pork belly. It's a tasty and rather unhealthy thing. These guys are both DJs from Denmark and from Dominican Republic, but they're also mixing in some Malian singers. They put together a nice album. It's very, very organic. It doesn't sound like just DJs and some samples. It sounds very, very good. So they're called Los Chicharrones, and the piece that I would like to turn to is called Saramba's Song. Saramba is the name of the Malian singer that they use on this particular track. That was Saramba's Song. It featured a Malian vocalist named Saramba Koyate from this new album by these DJs from Denmark and from Dominican Republic, Los Chicharrones.
I got to say, listening to that, you can picture yourself having this as the backdrop to a long summer drive. It kind of bespeaks hot weather.
Absolutely. This will make for a nice ride.
A very different kind of sound now comes from a Spanish musician whose summer tour schedule has already taken him here to the United States. We're betting he's going to be back circling this way, though. Tom Schnabel, I bet you've already seen him, Jordi Savall.
I haven't seen him, but I've listened to a lot of his records, and he is truly wonderful.
This man is a tour de force, as you know. He's a musician, a musicologist. He's a champion of early music. The CD that came to my attention is an album that came out just last year, and this is called The Celtic Viol 2, viol for viola da gamba, which is Jordi Savall's instrument. Right now, we're hearing a little bit of it. He's playing the treble viol, and the reason I chose this track is because you're going to hear clearly the other instruments on the album. The psaltery, this ancient instrument that you can hold, has a soundboard and strings that you pluck. And the other key instrument that's just about to come up here, the fantastic Irish drum known as the bodhrán. This man has done so much, Jordi Savall has, bringing together music from different time periods and different cultures and making them sound modern and fresh and, I think, a really good summer listen. What's next for you, Tom Schnabel?
Well, the next one actually is connected. You know, the way music travels around, the Phoenicians went past Spain and up into Ireland and the British Isles and then back down again. So there's a connection that the Celtic music of Spain is very much a part of Jordi Savall. And it's also a part of Amina Alawi's music. She is a classically trained Moroccan singer, but some of her songs go back to the time of the Crusades. She sings troubadour songs in medieval French. She is an incredible singer, and she has a new album out, which is called Arco Iris, or Rainbow. She has a number of wonderful musicians with her. She has a flamenco guitarist. She has a mandolin player, and the new album is absolutely wonderful. We'll hear a track called Flor de Nieve, Amina Alawi. عن قول
Canada.
She has an amazing voice. Again, that's Amina Alawi. Tom Schnabel, I have a female vocalist as well, who's one of my picks. This is a woman who we're interviewing later on in July. She has her second American release that's coming out in July, in fact. Her name is Imelda May. May sound a little bit like Grease, would you say?
Surf guitar.
Like surf guitar. Or rockabilly. This is Johnny
Yeah, something
boom
like
boom.
That. Yeah.
He got me with the hook. Those big bass notes. Thunder on my chest. Stuck in my throat. Pulling me down. Like a rumble in the ground. Crawls up from the depths. With a deep down sound. Johnny got a boom boom. Johnny got a bam.
That's her husband, Daryl Hingham, on guitar there. Imelda May, originally from Dublin, Ireland, touring all throughout Europe, and she's been touring in the United States with Jeff Beck as well. And we look forward to presenting her interview later on in July.
She doesn't sound Irish at all to me.
No, she doesn't. Although when she talks, I promise you, she'll sound extremely Irish.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, she's great. Okay, Tom, why don't you wrap it up for us?
Well, my final summer pick is this great new album put together by Joaquin Joe Clausel. It's called Africa Caribe. He is a New York DJ, and what he does here is reworks classic music from the Fania Records catalog. A big catalog, Fania Records put salsa on the map. It had definitely a lot of attitude, very strong stuff, and Joe Clausel even steps it up a ramp and makes it a little bit better. And I think only the purists who only like the original versions wouldn't like this great new record called Africa Caribe.
Tom, you and I have had our say. We're inviting our listeners now to tell us what new music they're going to be bringing to the beach this summertime. They can let us know at theworld.org. Tom Schnabel, so nice to have you with us, and happy 4th of July to you.
Same to you, Lisa.
Thanks. Tom Schnabel, music programmer at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. We're going to have a list of all of our summer music picks at theworld.org, and don't forget again, you can add your own summer music choices to the list. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the holiday weekend.